No, è lo dopo. No? Ok. Excellencies, distinguished delegates, I declare open the humanitarian affairs. Excellencies, distinguished delegates, I declare open the humanitarian affairs segment of the Economic and Social Council at its 2023 session and call to order its 30th meeting. Dear colleagues, it is my pleasure to welcome you to the opening of this year's humanitarian affairs segment, being held under the theme of strengthening humanitarian assistance in times of unprecedented global humanitarian needs, driving transformation and solutions to address the urgent challenges of rising food insecurity and famine risk, protection risks, and climate change. Yesterday, during the ECOSOC meeting on the transition from relief to development, we explored actions to promote resilient, sustainable solutions and recovery in climate-related disasters and crisis contexts. We heard how protracted conflicts and the climate crisis are holding back and unraveling sustainable development. And we heard about the importance of closer humanitarian development and peace-building collaboration and complementarity in reducing needs, risks, and vulnerabilities. Before we commence today's segment, allow me to convey my admiration to the whole humanitarian community for their dedication in delivering life-saving assistance despite the perilous situation in which they find themselves every day. I want to commend in particular OCHA for their ceaseless commitment and express my deepest appreciation for the close collaboration in organizing the segment. We will start the segment with an overview of the current humanitarian landscape and of the major challenges that are driving humanitarian needs. It has become a sorrowful trend that year after year we continue to describe humanitarian needs and drivers as unprecedented. The global humanitarian situation was already dire at the beginning of 2023, and as we have seen in the first 6 months of the year, the need for humanitarian assistance shows no sign to slow down. With regard to the theme of the segment and its high-level panel discussions, we are facing the largest global food crisis in modern history, and the specter of famine looms large. With millions of people one step away from famine-like conditions, and hundreds of thousands of people experiencing life-threatening conditions, as a result of the world's unparalleled levels of food insecurity, we are observing displacement in many areas of the world. Furthermore, we must underline once again that conflicts remain the main driver of food insecurity and humanitarian need. Protection risks, needs of, and challenges are on the rise in humanitarian crisis and are disproportionately affecting women and children and others in vulnerable situations. While women are at the forefront of response, we also see women and girls especially facing staggering levels of gender-based violence, exploitation and abuse, use of sexual violence as a method of war. As a global community, we cannot overlook the devastating civilian harm caused also in this case by armed conflicts. Unfortunately, we are witnessing an unacceptable disregard for international humanitarian law, refugee law, and human rights law in humanitarian contexts. We must reinforce the centrality of protection and related system-wide efforts. International humanitarian law must be respected in all circumstances, especially when fighting occurs in inhabited places. We see the consequences of the failure to respect IHL in loss of life, suffering, attacks and impediments to humanitarian and medical workers and facilities, attacks on essential services and objects indispensable to survival of the civilian population, which reverberate for years and decades to come. The climate crisis shows no mercy to the most vulnerable and those already affected by protracted humanitarian crises and increasingly frequent and severe climate and weather-related disasters. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the World Meteorological Organization, and the Secretary General have repeatedly rung the alarm bells, as warning signs have continued accumulating before our eyes, and the narrow window for a global course of correction is closing. Climate-related displacement is on the rise and set to worsen if we do not course correct. As more devastating and frequent disasters are forecasted to occur in the future, more people will be at risk, endangering lives, disrupting livelihoods, and increasing food insecurity and displacement. Swift and firm action is needed. We must fight to fulfill international commitments in an anticipatory and innovative way to avoid that climate change and devastating climate-related disasters exacerbate. There is enough evidence that starting a humanitarian response before a foreseeable shock occurs is much faster, more dignified, more cost-efficient, and save more lives. Our discussions in the coming days will build on these themes, stressing the imperative for sustained responses and lasting transformations and solutions, empowerment of women and girls, and respect for human rights and international law. I now invite the Council to begin its consideration of Agenda Item 9, entitled Special Economic, Humanitarian and Disaster Relief Assistance. To set the scene for our important discussions on humanitarian challenges, I would like to begin our deliberations by hearing from our keynote speakers. I now invite the Council to hear a keynote statement by the Secretary General of the United Nations, His Excellency Antonio Guterres, via pre-recorded video message. Please.